Welcome and buckle up with Larry and Usni. You're listening to Only Big Time Podcast, the number one soccer podcast dedicated to the soccer fanatic from the collegiate to the professional level. Only Big Time provides debates and analysis about current soccer events in the United States and all over the world. Tune in every Wednesday for a new episode of OBT. Only Big Time is also available on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. Now, let's get to it.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Usni, man. Welcome to the OBT show. Only Big Time, man. As you know, I'm always with the only and the unique Big Timers.
Big Timer, it's your boy Larry, but y'all already know this. So before we get into today's topic, please make sure you follow us to all other audio podcasts, man. We're on Spotify, we're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Google Podcasts. We drop every new episode every single week, man. So make sure you don't miss any of these episodes.
No, Larry, bro, give them like 2 seconds. Give them 2 seconds to subscribe and then follow us everywhere.
Everywhere. Hopefully you guys did it, man. Let's get straight to today's topic because I feel like today's topic is one of the most interesting topic we ever had.
Like today, I did a lot of homework on a lot of video.
That's important, man.
Today was one of the biggest. So I'm not gonna lie to you.
Today, so interesting. So today, before we even waste time, let's get straight into the topic, man. Because I'm actually so excited to talk about it, man.
Bro, on today's topic, man, I was thinking like, in US we play soccer, we watch college soccer, we love this sport, like, you know, like
the MLS,
MLS and everything. And we talk about Trinity Rodman. You know, if you didn't watch or listen to our podcast, make sure you check that one too. You know, but I was like, why are we talking about all these people? Don't even watch soccer in this country. I mean, people watch soccer, but it's not as we wanted soccer to be watched in the country.
True.
You know, so I was me and Larry, like, we started doing our homework, we started watching videos, we started reading, you know, going to blogs, asking friends, people around us, why
coaches.
You know what I'm saying? So like after I did all my homework, I came up with some. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna put up my note right now because I don't wanna say some wrong number here. But I just said something. But here, bro. Soccer is one of the biggest. Not even one. Soccer is the biggest sport on planet.
It is.
It is the biggest sport on planet right now. There is nowhere you can go right now and say soccer. No one knows soccer. Mm-hmm. You might not know what the word soccer is, but if you say football.
Yep.
Think about it. Yeah, it doesn't matter if you speak Spanish, Chinese, Japanese, African. You say football.
You say African. But if you say football,
no, African dialect. Like, you know what I'm
African
saying?
African dialect. I got it.
You say
it.
Football. Yeah. They know what you mean.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Of course. What do you mean? Like, everybody knows football. Everybody know what football
I'm
is.
I'm telling you, though.
Everybody know football is. So,
but
like,
here,
we're gonna bring you guys before you even start getting this start. We're gonna talk about why is soccer not as watched in America as other country, you know, soccer or football. You guys know the ball we're talking about.
Of course.
You know the ball.
But here, like, Larry, I'm just bringing the start, right?
Go ahead.
If you look at in France, the League One, okay, that's not the famous league in the world. But bro, we still have 10.5 million people watching that game every weekend.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Those are not even like the PSG play against Man City. Those are just regular team playing.
Talk about the big five leagues.
You know what I'm saying?
Top five. Yep.
And if we go to Africa, in Africa, it's hard to find a number.
Yep.
Right? But we know the main sport in Africa, like you said, it's a religion there.
Yeah, and it's a religion. And before even you go, did you know the last CAN was the most watched ever?
In Africa?
Yeah, the last FCON was one of the most watched with 900 million more people over the world. Just saying.
But guess what? Those 900 million, was the people that had the TV and the channel turned on. But how many people actually watched the game? Because when we're in Africa and we have money and there is a game, we can literally buy a big screen, like the wide screen, and then just put a projector on it. People going to watch it.
Everybody
but
no,
it's going to be one screen turn on.
Yeah.
But how many people going to watch it?
People are going to watch it.
You know what I'm saying?
Thing, yeah.
So like, and then the final of the World Cup, we had at least 1.1 billion people that turned their TV and put that game over 90 minutes.
And how many people actually watch these group phase games?
Like,
think about it.
That was just the final. If we combine every single person that watch every, bro, it's a lot. Because every time your country is playing, everybody watching the game, man.
Yeah.
So like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So soccer is playing in all these country, all of them.
Yep.
Soccer is playing in US too.
Yep.
But in all this country, soccer is watched like as the number one sport in the world.
Yeah.
But not in US.
And I'm gonna give you the reason why soccer is not as watched as, you know, as in America, as in other country. I'm sorry. It's just because there's a cultural, like, you know, reason into it. It's a little bit cultural, because when you think about sport in America, like, they have this mentality that soccer, you gotta be a big guys, athlete gotta be big guys, athlete gotta be strong, athlete gotta have some type of size, and that's what they believe on, which makes you athletic, which makes you more, you know, able to, you know, to do a lot of stuff, which are scoring, running faster and all that. They base that on your body weight and, you know, how you shape, which is actually wrong, because as an athlete, you shape as your sport demand. You not shape as you want to be shaped.
Matter of fact, if you're too big for soccer, you can't play.
Exactly.
You
can't. Exactly.
And they tell you, you're heavy, you can't. You can't. You know?
And then I don't know if you got some, you know, stat about how, you know, athletic, you know.
No, like I don't have any stat for that, but like you were saying, yeah, if you look at the big guys, like the big names in soccer, the only one guy we have in soccer that can compete with American sport is Cristiano Ronaldo.
No, because I mean, we even got Mike, like this guy from West Ham too. Lukaku. I mean,
No. Listen what I'm saying. Okay, like if I go outside and tell people Lukaku, they might not know. But if I show Cristiano Ronaldo picture, he's one of the most followed guy on Instagram.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? That's why when I say the big name, because like our GOATs, our Michael Jordan and LeBron James, you know,
that's
Kobe,
true.
Ronaldo and Messi.
No, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Even if you go back to the history, guys like Pele, the Brazilian, like they can compete.
Skinny guys.
But Ronaldo, because of his physicality and because how he take care of his body, but guess what? He have a lot of connection with US sport, like the US big names.
Yeah,
he does. You know what I'm saying?
Of course.
That's what I'm saying. So like, I think the time changed and he understood that I gotta fix this thing. Maybe it might be something like that, might be like a negative part of Europe, because we focus on more like the athletic, this not athletic,
the
but like
the technical part
and the stuff that soccer demands.
Yeah, soccer demand.
But Ronaldo went outside, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because sometimes they compare his like jump high, his height with some, he jump higher than some NBA players.
Yeah, so
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so like, you know. It's also that cultural thing. I think it's there's a lot to say into it. We just gave you guys, you know, some point and some
point,
explanation.
Yeah. There's a lot to say.
You know,
we'll spend the whole video on that one.
Yeah, exactly. Moving forward, there's also the lack of financing support when it comes to soccer in America. Because if you take right now, let's think about it, which brings us to the money part. Because right now, if you take the whole, you know, US men national team, literally nobody's richer than LeBron James. Like the whole national US soccer national team right now, nobody's richer than LeBron James. We agree on that, because we gotta agree on that.
I mean, okay,
there's no way,
not, guys.
There's no way.
I'm thinking. I'm just
in a soccer national team,
Bubble,
right?
Like
the
okay.
US soccer national team.
You
the men.
I get you, but you're comparing to LeBron James. LeBron James is like you saying nobody US swimming team making more money than Ronaldo, but bro. We're talking
but I'm talking about the whole team. I'm talking about a whole squad. Even let's take the MLS.
Wait, I'm confused. I want to understand the question.
Yes.
If we add all their money together.
Yes.
Oh,
nobody. Exactly. You see your reaction.
No. I thought you said like for example, like Pulisic don't make more money than LeBron James. No,
one by one. I'm taking Pulisic and everybody else into it. Because think about it, right? Let's take the England national team. I don't think LeBron James make money than all these guys. Sterling,
combined,
Grealish,
Hannah.
Exactly.
Combined, Hannah.
You see, I don't think he make more money than
those Pogba. Are the guys that make like 420 a week.
Exactly.
420k a week.
I don't think he make more money than Pogba, Kante, all these guys, Benzema, altogether.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think he make money than the Spain national team, the Italy, Spain, and even some African team, the Senegal. What money make money? Salah, they make money. Egyptian
like
guy make money.
Yeah, I got you.
When you come here, like soccer player in America, they don't make money. MLS is poor. They don't finance it much just because of ads. And it brings us to the NFL. NFL ads is just insane.
But I heard about
seven-second ads of the NFL for the Super Bowl. How much was it? I don't remember the number. I think it was something like how many, like billions or million. I don't know.
Millions.
Just for 7 seconds of ads. Think about it twice. Like, soccer is not even as watched. I'm talking about NFL is like 10 second in and 2 minute ads. 10 second in, 2 minutes ads. So it's just crazy how much money they make out of ads. And that's why they have more views into those sports than soccer. Because you're not going to, you know, showcase a sport that people are not going to watch.
We're gonna watch.
You know what I'm saying? So
but like
go ahead.
That's the question though, right?
Yeah.
Like you said, you're not going to like showcase a sport that people are going to watch.
Yeah.
But like, for example, when I was born, right?
You see, when I was
no,
born.
I didn't decide to play soccer or no.
I heard you.
Soccer was in my family already.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So my parents had to expose me to soccer for me to like soccer.
Exactly.
Right? Do you think the U.S. will expose soccer so people can watch it? So that means we remove the making money part. We sacrifice the making money for a little bit.
Yeah.
But we expose people to it.
But
because we don't expose, they can watch it.
But it's not even in the cultural idea.
That's what I'm saying.
Think about it. Think about it.
No,
right?
it's a hard thing we say right now.
Exactly.
It's a hard thing
it's
we say.
It's not in the culture.
It's just a question.
It's a culture thing. It brings us back to the culture point, which we already talked about, which is just when they're raised and they're born, nobody is presenting soccer to them in a certain way. And they grew up with football, in football, basketball,
NBA,
family,
baseball
family. And which are like, great sport. Don't
bro,
get
we
me
know,
wrong.
We know people here.
Yeah.
They're baseball because their dad was coaching
coach
baseball.
Or something. Yeah.
So, you definitely. Know. Because they like, they love their dad and everything. They go to the game and everything.
Exactly. Your surrounding matters a lot as a kid to what you're gonna do later. You know what I'm saying?
And then, like, I have one to say too. Like, now that you're talking about the financial part and everything, we gotta realize too, soccer is a poor sport.
That's true.
Soccer is a sport of poor.
Yep.
Okay. If you look at Africa, why soccer is so big there? We say it's a religion. That's one of the. It's not even one of. It's the poorest continent financially. Right.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong here.
When it comes to money, but not the.
Not like the resources.
The resources.
But if we take 1% by 1%,
no, definitely.
I think Africa don't have that much money.
Yep.
And then we can see all the time, like people like that rich, like the Warren Buffett, the Bill Gates, they donate all the time to the association to help Africa.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So in those countries, let's say I can have a family of five or six.
Yep.
Right. They're hoping. One person, if my son is Larry and he's doing good, I'm hoping Larry is gonna make it so he can take us out of there. Who are we talking about when he make the video about the Khan?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The Khan? Those guys come crazy because their family gotta eat.
Their family gotta eat, man.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So every single place in Africa, in the world that's poor, or not even that poor, that suffer a little bit, soccer is crazy.
That's
look at Brazil.
Yeah.
Oh, how many goat got out of there?
I mean,
because that was their hope. You know what I'm saying? So the bigger the hope, the bigger the sport. Because it doesn't take you a lot to play soccer.
It doesn't take you a lot to play soccer.
All you need is, bro. We went to middle school and elementary school.
Yeah.
You put your backpack. I put my shoes. We play. We don't need nothing. All we need is a sack.
Just a ball.
Sometimes, not even the ball. They take plastic, put it together.
Paper, put it together,
and we start playing.
We start playing. Yeah. We don't need nothing.
You can't do that with hockey. Yeah. You need the ice. You got a snow.
You can't do that with football. You need pads. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
But soccer, I put my shoes here. We play no shoes.
You can play with any shoes, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
As long as
you play. We remove our t-shirt as a goal, as two goals. Somebody stand in the middle, that's a goal.
Yeah, make difference.
You see what I'm saying?
Shirt, I don't
so
wear
we
my
saying
shirt.
Like, and when you come to US, like we said, US is one of the richest country in the world.
Yep.
Right? So when you come to US and you have a lot of opportunity here, so people just use opportunity, which is we're using too to work, you know? And I think that's the reason why even my parents came here first, because they realized the opportunity of the US. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're an international student.
Yeah.
That's the reason why you came here, because there's opportunity.
The opportunity. Yeah.
So when you start working right now, right? You find a job, you work, you start making money, living to live. When you have a kid, they didn't have to go through the stuff you went through.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So for them, soccer is not a hope anymore. It's just a sport.
Yeah.
I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
Understand what you
like
said.
If you look at the French team, right, or like the Spain team, or like all this big team, most of them came from poor family.
They did.
Poor family. If you look at Brazil team, what make that Brazil team so scary, bro? All those guys was coming from poor family.
They don't come
to them, soccer is just not a sport. That's how my mom's gonna eat.
That's how their mom, the parents gonna eat.
That's how the parents gonna
and
eat.
And honestly, you can. Trust me on that. When you know something is paying your rent, you're not going to play with that.
It's not a sport
something
anymore.
Feeds you, you're not going to play with what feeds you. You don't play with what feeds you. So moving forward to one of probably the third point, I would say, you know, the leagues. Because when it comes to soccer, and I'm talking about how many leagues soccer has and what's the difference, you know, what is not watched because of the league reason and also the time difference. Because if you think about it, right? When we come to other sport in America, right? When you talk about the football, we got only the NFL, right? We got only the NFL. I'm not talking the league. I'm talking about the pro leagues. We got the NBA only. Okay, you're gonna talk about the G League, but that's like second division.
Yeah.
But let's say they got two.
It's not even as watch.
But let's say they have two, even though, right?
Okay. Let's say max they have five.
They have
men and women combined. They might have five. Okay.
Let's talk baseball. just we have only the MLB, bro. We don't have that much leagues. And but when it comes to soccer, bro.
But in France, even, bro, we even watch Division 4 games. That's a lot of games.
You have the French league, the League One. We got the Serie A. We got the Italian league. We got the Turkish league. We got the Premier League. We got the Danish league. We got the German, the Dutch league. We got the German league, bro. Which one are they gonna showcase on TV in the US? And with the time difference, is everybody gonna wake up at 6 a.m. to watch?
Bro, I'm not gonna lie. Even for me, it's hard to watch a game. I gotta record the game and watch later.
Who's gonna wake up at 6 a.m. to watch Burnley playing Aston Villa, bro, at 6 a.m. in the morning? Think about it, right? So, and not only is not gonna be showcased, but as the person that's gonna wake up, is he gonna try to find the game and look and watch?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
But like,
it's an issue. It's a big issue when it comes to that.
Do you think that's an issue because the US is far from the country?
No, it's an issue because they're not gonna make as much money, and they're gonna spend more money buying the TV right to showcase those.
Oh, you're talking about the TV and stuff.
Exactly, because.
But like, my question is, do you think it would be easy for them to showcase it if like it was on the same time and everything?
I think the issue here is not about showcasing, because they can showcase different. They can show it on TV, right?
No, like,
but they're not as they're gonna make as much money as they showcase.
They won't, because guess what?
Exactly.
I know some people, like even like my own family, right? I have some siblings.
Yeah.
They don't like watching the game. They already know the score. Like me myself, sometimes I record a game. I already know the score. I know who scored, but I still want to watch the game.
Yeah.
Some people don't like doing
that. Some like highlight. And this is what comes with like the sport in America. This is one of my point too. Most people, they like highlight. They like point scoring. They like score with high score. The game with high score. They like watching 60 versus 59 basketball being in the neck against the Lakers. They want to watch, you know, 29-9 against 9. They don't pay money to come to the
show.
They like the show. They like when people, the player, the athlete throw the show, you know. I don't want to pay no damn 159. You know, ticket for the NFL and go watch, you know, the Viking playing against, you know, I don't know, the Chicago Bears, and then the score is 0-0. Are you serious?
Okay.
I don't want that.
I got you.
And then think about it, the Premier League ticket are not that expensive. Think about it, right? And in Europe, we got membership. It's not that expensive as here.
But I guess, and then it's
that's
crazy. It's crazy though.
Think about it.
The point you make right now, you actually write on whatever everything you say right now, right?
Yeah.
You're right on that one. But like, I feel like soccer must be boring for American, for the country.
I think it is
boring. It is boring. Like,
I believe so.
Yes, it is boring. Because like in Europe, even though we go look at Clasico right now, Barca, Madrid, okay, not right now. But let's say when Cristiano and Messi was there back then, right? The Clasico can be 1-1 game.
Yeah.
But bro, the stadium was full.
The intensity.
At home, it was full. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We will sit down, watch the game. But it's not just about just watching the game. Soccer, like, it's like an art to me.
Like, that's how
we sit down there, we watch them. And we watch these two teams. How do they move? How do they defend? How do they do this? But US don't have time for that. That, guess what? That's not even us as a coach. That's us as a supporters just watching
as
the
fans.
Game. You know, as fans, we just there watching the game. But in the US, they can't do that.
They don't want to do the coach job.
No, I feel like
on the side.
No, I'm not gonna lie to you, Larry.
Yeah,
I kind of agree. Oh, I just dropped some, bro. My bad.
No, you keep like, going. That's interesting, actually.
I kind of agree with them on that one, because sometimes in US, not even sometimes, most of the time, they wanna be part of the show.
They want to.
You know what I'm saying?
In which way?
So part of the show is like, you just got a goal. Yes. Yes. You know what I'm saying? 3 points. Yes, let's go. But in soccer, they got to sit down there for like an hour. Not even an hour. Like, let's say 30 minutes. They got to sit down in 30 minutes to for the first goal.
And sometimes it won't even happen.
It won't even happen. Sometimes it's a 0-0.
And
US culture have a lot of problem with tie.
And even you talk about tie, and if you think about it, right? There's actually... Can we actually join the NBA? You can, right? You can join the NBA. You got to go until somebody wins. Most of the sport in America, most of American sport, you got to go until somebody's win. You got to go all the way until somebody's win. It's barely you see tight. And even when tight happens, it's like not happen most
bro,
of the time.
Bro, tight don't happen, bro. They go overtime.
They go overtime. They go overtime.
Somebody wins.
So this is what I'm saying. As you just mentioned, like, they don't like that. They don't like tight games.
US have a big problem with tight, man.
Yeah.
But like, talking about you, people watch soccer in US, right? Like, There is a survey online when they ask people if they watch soccer or not. We have 47 people that said 47 people in US that say 47% of people that say that they watch soccer.
Yeah.
You know, not even 90 minutes, but they turn the game and they watch soccer for a little bit, compared to 39% in hockey. You know,
that's crazy.
That was crazy to me because I thought hockey was up there. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, money-wise, it is.
But like, I thought hockey was way worse than soccer. Yeah. But it's like people that just you turn like when we see watching, you turn your TV soccer, you spend at least 5 minutes on it.
Average time,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they say they don't compare, like they don't watch hockey that much. But I feel like in US, hockey is the most, it's the closest sport to soccer in US.
Like scoring wise too.
Scoring wise, sitting down, watching the game, hockey is the only sport where they can play for 6-7 minutes non-stop. Non-stop.
And no game, and
the,
no score
like,
too.
The game don't stop. NBA, timeout. I swear to God,
NFL
bro.
Timeout.
I was watching the NBA with my uncle, right? You know what he said? He's like, I'm pretty sure to be a number one coach in the NBA, you gotta be the coach that called the most timeout to have the best contract. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was funny to me. I was like, damn, that's actually right. Bro, they can be like 1 minute left. Coach can call timeout 4 times. He can use all his timeout in 1 minute. Bro, just tell them what to do and let them do it. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm
but
saying.
But in soccer, there are problems with that part, that culture. And you know, like in you, like you said this in the last video. When it's football game, they go socialize. When they go watch the game, you know, they all like most of them, they already drunk. They go there, they start talking to people and everything. But us, when we watch soccer, we just sit down and watch the game.
Just sit down and watch.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that's a culture problem.
That's a big culture. It's one of the, I would say between all these reasons, like culture is definitely one of like the
biggest, the main, bro.
Because it's important to see also, you know, it's also, as I say, you grow up from an environment, you tend to, as a kid, you tend to pick up what this environment has to offer, right? So you're not gonna like grow up around baseball player all your life, supporting baseball, playing baseball, and you're gonna end up a basketball player. It might happen though, most of the case, like 95% of the case, might end up having a bat in your hand too.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
If you're talking about the majority, too. Bro, like, even an example right now, LeBron James play basketball, yeah. Right? His son, basketball. The second son, basketball. If his daughter could, basketball. Kobe Bryant was playing basketball. His daughter he was spending the most time with, guess what she played?
Basketball.
It makes sense.
It's not magic, man.
Zlatan plays soccer. All his sons play soccer.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
His son just signed a Manchester United
Academy.
You know what I'm saying? Soccer. So I think like you said, that's what I'm saying. I don't think soccer eventually is going to catch up at one point. Eventually it will.
I don't know if it's going to catch up, but it can get there.
It will, Larry, it will. Because guess what? Because of people like us, we talk about soccer. I would never force my son. I have siblings at home.
Yeah.
When I first moved here, my little siblings was like, yeah, I want to play baseball. We buy him a baseball bat. Now he come to me. How can I do this on soccer? Teach me how to do this. Why? Because I play soccer. My brother plays soccer. My second brother plays soccer. So he sees he's a little one. Everybody plays soccer.
Yeah, everybody plays soccer.
So he doesn't want to be the one. And I told him, he can play football. But the only thing is, we're going to have to find your coach.
Yeah, because
I can't teach you.
I can't help you.
I can't help you. You know what I'm saying? I can't teach you. But like, I think that's why. Because of people like us, when we're going to grow up, we're going to have a kid, they're going to see us. We watch soccer. My dad talk about soccer. No.
All the time.
Like,
even though you're not interested in it, even if you have no interest, literally, I went to Illinois, right? I went to this family really close to me and my brother, right? And they were like, they have two sons. It's a nice family. They have two sons. They're really nice and all that. They received my brother and I really grateful way. So
shout out to them, by the way.
One of the son, the little brother, he's into soccer like crazy teams, and he's actually better than his big brother.
But
right?
I got a question. Before he met you guys, he wasn't into like that.
He was into it like that already. My brother talked to them about me playing college and all that. So he was excited to meet me, right? So and then I get there, he's like, Larry, and he has his jersey from Liverpool, Van Dijk. Okay. And I actually posted on my story. It was a little bit funny.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah, that's the little kid I posted on my story. And he was like, he started talking about soccer. I'm like, yo, how old are you? I'm 13, 12. They know soccer. And then the thing is, his big brother is not even into sport like that because he's more into like school because he's so smart. But the fact that his little bro, his mom,
his dad,
everybody talks soccer.
He has to, man.
even though he don't want to. Like, dude is he's more into math, science, but bro, dude comes and sit down and talk about 2 years ago, Liverpool did that, bought this player for. I was sitting there like, hold on,
what's going on right now? But like,
Larry, hold on.
You actually make a good point, good example there. But that's what I'm saying.
I was like, hold on, kid, okay.
But guess what? That big bro, right? He's gonna have a kid, right? His kid gonna have to spend time with his younger brother.
Yep.
But guess what? When they come to his younger brother, soccer, even though they don't want,
that's what I'm saying.
Soccer is part of their life. What I'm saying. If we look at the next 2 years, I don't think it's gonna happen.
And soccer is the fastest growing sport in America right now.
It is.
And I'm not talking about 500% rate of growth. I'm talking about more than that. It's literally skyrocketing right now. How many MLS? We talk about this.
What is him? When you see on the woman, Trinity Rodman signing for like 1.1 mil
from college?
Bro, he's getting there. But that's what I'm saying. The watching part is that, bro, they even wanted to put the Champions League, some Champions League game in US because they were too far from there to make them part of it. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And then, and like, I don't know, you at the part of this episode you were talking about how there is a lot of league in Europe. They wanted to make the Super League just 10 team. At least country like US, I don't know if they make it because of that, but country like US can follow those because those are the big guys. Entertaining game, a lot of score, a lot of challenges.
That's why they won.
You see what I'm saying?
So we can serve it that way.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
No, like I'm saying, I feel like it's gonna take a lot of time for US to be there.
Definitely.
But eventually they're gonna catch up. Because Larry,
you think so?
They will, Larry. Look this, right? I don't think soccer in Europe right now is skyrocketing. I don't think soccer in Africa right now is skyrocketing. It's already there. But guess what? It's like driving car. You speed when you get off an exit or like you get off an entrance, you speed, but eventually you're gonna have after you get in, you speed, you're gonna be there, right? So you're just gonna set the speed limit.
Yeah.
But somebody that's not on the speed limit, that's running faster than you, even though you're running at 100 miles and I'm running at 120 and you 3 days ahead of me, if we keep driving, eventually at one point I'm gonna catch you up.
Fact.
So it's like you said, if US is over 500 and skyrocketing, I don't know when, but eventually at one point they're gonna catch up.
I definitely believe we'll catch up.
I believe. One point of that, after the World Cup 2026, we've been saying every single episode, every single video, everywhere we're saying this. After the World Cup 2026, soccer gonna take a whole nother level.
You know why?
We know country like Cameroon, like F Cup, like World Cup country, Russia, they make money.
They make money for soccer.
When they come down to the US, the business people, they're going to see that how much money can make from soccer. Because guess what? When those countries come, all the hotel going to go crazy. Because that's what they're going to say. All the Airbnb is going to go crazy. So soccer going to take a whole other level. These business people, they're going to see, we can make money out of this sport. The sport gonna take a whole.
I was actually gonna ask you a question, right? So, do you think that this sport business industry are not aware of how big soccer is?
Okay, they are aware of it. You know what I'm saying? But Larry, like we said, right now, I know that people that play soccer there, they're making money. But if I see my friend Larry making a million out of this, I was like, Larry, that's somebody that, you know, it's different. It hit me different because you close to me and I see it, and me knowing it, I can read about it, I can watch a video, I can watch documentary about it, but being close and seeing how you make your million is crazy.
It makes you know wonder. What I'm
saying? For example, look what they said. Like, be around people that make million, you'll be the sixth. You gotta be around them, you gotta see how they move. Fact. You gotta be close to them. Fact. Same thing for the soccer. I think these business people, they know. Maybe they don't know, maybe they need help of the soccer itself to help them, like, you know, make more money, like have more infrastructure for the kids, make the pro, the women soccer and everything. But the World Cup itself coming here in US, it's a test. It can fail big time. That mean like it can fail big time, or
it can
go to the next level.
No, definitely. You know what I'm saying? That's actually it's a big move if you think about it.
It is a big
soccer,
move.
Big soccer.
And it's a big test too for the US. It's a big test.
Like, we're going to see.
Yeah, we're going to see how it's going to go.
How they're going to handle it.
But honestly, the way soccer is speeding right now, like we said with the car, the way it's speeding, no way it's going to fail.
I don't think it will.
You know what I'm saying? And don't speed, of course. You can get arrested by the cops on the highway. You know what I'm saying? But this road, there is no cops that are going to stop you.
Yeah.
Saki is speeding right now to catch up with those countries.
And those poor too, in the US too.
Bro, he's speeding. And if you think about how he's speeding, look, compared to 10 years ago, how many guys were nice in Europe that play in a big team US?
Compared to years ago, even though years ago they had players playing in a big team, but like
but right
one,
now, how many?
Two?
How many? That's what I'm saying. How many?
Like
how many
number? More than 20.
And then guess what? I just tell you how many play in a big team that we can know. But there is a lot of guys that playing like not in the big leagues, but maybe not in the big team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But they playing there.
Come on, Des play at Barcelona. He was a starter for a minute.
That's what I'm saying. If you don't know Barcelona, go do your homework about Barcelona.
Yeah.
Chelsea.
Politics.
You know what I'm saying? Bro, he's literally carrying the
Weston
team.
Weston McKenzie for Juventus.
For Juventus.
The dude that play, DK that play for that, in Premier League.
But guess what? Those are the guys we think right now, we can say the name. But there's a lot of
academies or somewhere.
Academy that's young or even that's in the
they
bench right now. You know what I'm saying?
But guess what?
They keep practicing with those guys and everything.
Yep.
So once Sacre catch up, I feel like those guys are going to come back home.
Of course.
They want to come back home. You see what I'm saying?
But I definitely think that before soccer turn into that, America has to work on their own structure here. Before we start watching on it, they have to work on their own structure at home.
You think so?
Soccer and how they... Yeah, I definitely think so. Because, you know, we talk about it how, you know, they're more into the college system. I think it needs to change. It needs to be... more into, you know,
amateur, like semi-pro,
more like a serious, like we need to add some relegation and promotion to make it challenging. Because at least, right, if you're a crappy team right now, let's say every day we got Aston Villa is the 20th of the league and every day Aston Villa is in the Premier League. Think about it like that way.
No, bro, I definitely see what you mean.
Think about it that way.
That's what I'm saying. Once soccer come here, after that part, it's gonna change
it
everything.
You take it to another level.
And then like in US too, like the reason why soccer is not really watched, is because like, bro, my mom don't know nothing about soccer, but she still watch the game. When I say she doesn't know anything, my mom understand watching the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But she doesn't know nothing about the game. Like we do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Why? Because like her sons play soccer.
Yeah.
Her nephews play soccer. Her brothers play soccer. Everybody around her playing soccer at the amateur level. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So even though you're not pro in Europe right now, even though you're not pro, right? But if you're amateur and you play at a good level, they still treat you like a pro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So those pro team understand that the foundation is the youth.
The youth.
Is the you know, it's those academy.
Before we get
so, for example, like if we're in Minnesota right now, team like a Minnesota United, we literally go around all the D1 schools, right? St. Thomas, you know, like D2, like I'm talking about the men.
Oh, the men program.
St. Thomas,
okay.
D2, we got SCSU, we got some big D3.
Yeah,
big D3.
We got Augsburg.
Bro, Augsburg, like they literally finance them. Like when I say finance, not the money part. Ball. Equipment, all those stuff.
That would be smart.
So guess what? If you have any player right now, bring him to our tryout. You see what I'm saying? So at that time, as a pro team, you don't even gotta focus about looking anymore.
They're gonna bring it to you.
We talk about college right now.
Yeah.
But all the academy around you, the big academy that have a big player, we finance them. Now, when I say finance, now money finance. They need material. They need some field. We help them bring those. If any big team comes here, come to us. And by time, we bring their coach with us. They spend time with the head coach.
Yeah.
We talk to them. We teach them. They have some little formation. You know what I'm saying? Some little like
tactical
seminary, like 1 week.
Yeah.
Where they come there with the coach. The coach just tell them how he work. So everything they learn there, they go down. They apply that. And if you're smart. If you know, I found Larry, who's my coach. Larry's going to be my coach for the next 5 years. Guess what you're going to do?
Okay.
You tell those coach, this is a system that's going to work. You know what I'm saying? Not all of them going to follow that system, but some of them will. So the player, they're going to bring it to you, already played in your system before they come to you.
Yep.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. But I had a question for you, right? Because it's important you think about how, you know, these pro teams, you know, in the MLS should work with this college team in that state. Or in the cities.
It doesn't have to be in the state. If you're in Minnesota, you can work with someone in Texas.
Okay, something in Texas. Okay, affiliating, right?
Affiliating, yes, yeah.
So like, my next question is, how does affiliating with, you know, from pro team to college team can help, you know, increase the number of watch when it comes to soccer in America?
Can increase though?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, all the youngs, right?
Yeah.
All the youngs. You bring your pro team. We said this on our video. You bring your pro team that come to college, connect to those guys, right? They come there, they spend time with those players, the young player, yeah. Right? But guess what? The young player, since they have a connection with Larry that's pro right now, if Larry's playing today, I'm going to watch.
Ooh.
I'm going to watch Larry's play. Ooh. I'm going to watch that. That's, you know what I'm saying? Right there. And then guess what? Right, and then guess what? Even if I'm not pro anymore, right? But they invest enough in all the academy and everything. Bro, it make it easy for those academy to go find more talent to make sure all these kids are interesting in it. You know what I'm saying?
Right there. You got to
You know, and we're only talking about college. High school. They get out there. You send players to go to high school. Yeah. They go there for like, bro, we see this in Europe all the time. You see Benzema with the kids signing the ball. Do you think they do that because it's nice? Yep. No, they do that because we say this a lot of time. When the pro come down with the kids, it give them hope.
Give them
US hope. Doesn't Believes. Have a hope. They believe.
Give them everything. The dream.
They can do it. The
can
dream.
Happen. It can yeah. happen.
We talk about it the American happen. Dream, right? The American this is literally dream. The soccer dream.
Yeah, it can happen too. I made it. I was there. You can too.
You can do it.
So.
And guess what, Larry? Where are you from? Gabon. You from Gabon?
My dad from there.
My dad from Gabon. My grandma was there in Gabon too. So but guess what? He's a pro. Asking me where I'm from, we literally relate.
You already connect.
So now when I go home, dad, guess what? Larry from Gabon too. My dad, if Larry just made it, right? You can make it too. Even if you're from, you know, it doesn't matter where you're from. You can make it too. So you start relating to those guys.
The story, you start to believe in yourself. It gives you more confidence. Bro. It gives you more, you know, it's going to help you with your discipline and your work. And you're going to be more focused in it because, you know, you have that, you know, subconscious belief that you can make it too. It can happen to you
and
too.
And I hear Larry, like you're saying, that's true. But like, before we end up with this episode, right? Before we finish the episode, pro invest in the academy, right? Even though they're not going to make pro. But guess what? Those guys are going to be. Since they train like a pro, the USL label going to go crazy. The UPSL label, crazy.
NPSL. No,
NPSL, crazy. Yeah. So all this level is going crazy. Guess what people are going to start doing? Even I'm not playing anymore. Tomorrow, Larry's playing at UPSL. Yeah. Me and my wife going to come watch you. Me and my wife and my kid going to come watch you. I'm going to pay the ticket for them.
And
because I will just play with Larry in the academy, literally. We go watch you. And guess what? I go to the mall. I see Larry. Yo, this...
He plays for UPS.
Yeah, I'm like, what's up? What are you guys playing? We're playing tomorrow. Where? How much is the ticket? 25? Okay, bro, I'm coming watch with my kid. You know, if I have nothing to do, we will literally go watch there. So people from talk to talk, let me go buy bread. They see him. You play pro? Yeah, I play pro. Like, we play for a new team that just opened here, the MPSL team. What time you guys playing? We're playing tomorrow. Just come watch our game. You just literally just buying the bread. And guess what? This is what you were saying. They have to open the MLS. It can't be luck anymore. Because from there, Larry was playing MPSL, UPSL, this. Boom. Next time you know, then the MLS. In 5 years, then the MLS. Guess what? I was the guy that was selling bread to Larry.
Yep.
Now, he's playing there. He's not just somebody that's pro. This is the dude that we have a conversation.
And then he'll create the challenge. He'll create increase a challenge. The prices. He'll rake the money and the ads. You know, more channel will come and sponsorship.
And guess what? Sometimes, even if you're playing, Larry, and you see me there.
Yeah,
even though you're not gonna be like, but you know who is here.
You see what I'm saying? It gave you another perspective and belief, and I think it definitely helped with, you know, increasing the watch views of soccer in America. But at the end of the day, you know, what can we return from this video? I think the most important thing is change the cultural belief, because the cultural belief is what makes the sport, you know. You know, like as other sport here, it's what makes it interesting. Thank you for the word. And you know, at the end of the day, we all just love sport. It's the same, you know. We play this because we love it and we have fun. So you guys let us know what you guys think about today's, you know, we're going to drop the video of this video on YouTube. But for now, make sure you check out our other episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. Don't hesitate to give us a rating. You know, please share this with your friend. Let us know. Student, athlete, coaches, trainers, share the video with them and the episode with them. Let us know what they think about it. But, you know, we're going to catch us on a new episode next week. Thank you for today. Please have a good one. OBT.
Only big time man. Let's get it.